milk.
Kosher McCall?
Yes, sir.
You ever have any goat milk?
I've seen it, but we never have on no goats, the milk. There's people milking goats right on up edge of the county now.
Which is better, milk from a goat or?
I don't know why they use that goat milk. It's mighty good for sickly children, they say.
Right.
And they brought us more like cream than cow. It smells just like, cheese. Smells like cheese. Milk, them milk goats. They got the old high goats, what they call milk goats. They sell for high price.
Mm-hmm.
Sickly children, puny, they go miles to get that milk to feed that child on.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people raise a family on that goat milk, what got them milk goats.
Mm-hmm. And stuff that you would buy in a store that wasn't packaged or put in a can, you might say, I'm going to buy that in
book.
In
a book.
And how do you refer to your parents, mother and mama and daddy? Or?
Didn't hear daddy more, it's mom and papa.
Mom and papa.
But now it's daddy, mother, daddy, mother dear more than daddy.
And robins, blue jays, and sparrows are all just. You call them?
Well, each has a separate name.
Uh-huh.
Robin.
But they're all together. They're just a...
They're called a flock of birds.
And the color of this paper is?
They're called a tablet.
And the color of it is just?
White.
Uh-huh. And if you had a 5-year-old granddaughter, you might say she's a sweet little...
Sweet little child. I'm going to call a little kid most now. I say little kid.
If you wanted to refer to it as a female child, just a sweet little
girl.
And a grandson would be a smart little
boy.
And the wagon has four.
The wagon's for hauling
load. Wheels. The reason I ask that question is that some people will say the wagon has four wheels. And other people say fork wheels. I say fork wheels.
I don't know where you drive. A lot of people say wheels. Just like some water say white and others say white.
Yeah, as I say, some of these questions sound silly, but that's what I'm trying to find out. And before he went fishing, he dug some what?
Baits. Worms.
What are these long worms that you dig up in the ground? And
well, now, there's one kind called a bait, another kind called a wiggler.
I see.
That old wiggler makes you think of a snake.
How long is a wiggler?
Oh, some big ones, that about.
Oh, do they grow that?
Yes, kid.
What do you call the red ones that move real fast, but so long?
Wiggler. That's a wiggler.
Yeah.
Now, there's two sides. Them one's short and the long kind. Now, there may be more types than that, for as I know, but on the farm, when you move things and see them short and just wiggling around, you see some long and wiggling around out there.
Never call them an earthworm?
Yes, they call them earthworm.
That's the big one?
Well, they didn't call most of them earthworm. Go out and dig. You used to dig them with a hole, grub them hole. Go out and find where they done worked the whole little peel on the ground, and they dig down there. And sometimes you get two at one grubbing hole leg. And sometimes you dig two or three times, wouldn't get them down.
Well, all of them earthworm could grow into it down there.
Just different types of them.
And if you're not rich, then you must be
poor.
And she kept her coins in a small change. Carried her coins around in a small change.
Called it a purse.
If you nickname a little boy, his name is William, you call him
Bill. Bill.
Or you call him Billy. And an animal that looks like a fox, but he's big as a sheepdog. Lives in the mountains. I don't think he probably, well, maybe he did.
We don't know much about the mountains out here.
Well, did you ever have a wolf out here?
We found a little bit out here. We don't know it either.
He never heard no talking of wolves around here.